The Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, has slated the end of June as an ultimatum to government to implement its grievances presented before it. The association also bemoaned what it calls the lukewarm attitude of government towards the demands of workers in the country. At a news conference in Accra, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of NAT, Yoni Akpakli, pointed out that it will resort to strike to address their grievances, since that is the only language government understands. Samuel Bano was our correspondent at the news conference, and he is in the studio to tell us what the main concerns were and what are some of the grievances raised by the teachers.
Okay, Barbara, the teachers raised a lot of concerns at the news conference, and indeed they stated that as at November 2011, they presented something to government so that government will actually address. And notable are the undue delay in the renegotiation of a new collective agreement between the Ghana Education Service and then the teacher unions. They also raised concern about the non-payment of vehicle maintenance allowance for teachers, the withdrawal of waiver on vehicle of teachers, the withdrawal of allowances for the teacher trainees in the various colleges of education in the country, the delay in implementation of the second-tier pension scheme under the new pension reforms. And what they are saying is that they are not resorting to strike initially, but they wanted to have a meeting with government. They wanted to meet with government so that they will have something like a roundtable discussion, so that there will be an amicable solution to the problem. And at the meeting, they also stated that it's sad the way government responds to their plight. Let's quickly listen to what the chairman of the Greater Accra, Regional Association of NAT, that is Johnny Akpakli, had to say.
Strikes certainly are one of the weapons that the unions use to either enforce demands or ventilate their grievances of their members. If the language our government understands are strikes and threats of strikes, then they should be prepared for more.
Yeah.
We, however, believe that once the avenue of peaceful resolution of issues is available, we prefer to use that and only use strikes as a last resort. We are never against any of the teacher unions adapting strategies they think is best to achieve their aims. And we also reserve the right to decide on strategies to achieve our aims. However, in the interest of the teaching profession and all teachers, it would be helpful if we put efforts together. We wish to assure our members in the region that when we agree to embark on industrial action, we shall provide that leadership. We are proposing timelines for the implementation of decisions as contained in the communique issued after the meeting of the representatives of the teacher union and the relevant authorities.
Yes, so Barbara, like you heard from the chairman of the Greater Accra Regional Association of NAT, yes, they actually wanted to have a peaceful deliberations with government so that their grievances will be addressed. And interestingly, they also said that since they met government in 2011, definitely we are in 2014, and definitely something should have been done by now. And therefore, they see this as an undue delay on the part of government, and therefore government should actually come in and do something about it.
But did he indicate whether they had met with government, the executives had met with government recently?
No, they didn't state. But according to them, they have actually made follow-ups to on these grievances that they've outlined in their communique. But government is like there's an undue delay on the part of government to actually address these problems.
All right. Thank you so much, Samuel Bano. He was our correspondent at the NAT News Conference in Accra.